Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris Pavone. I'm holding it down on the FNTSY News ones and twos. The Sweet 16 starts up tonight, but today, it's opening day for Major League Baseball. Mm. And let's get some of the top stories going around MLB. Cleveland Indians star shortstop Francisco Lindor's recovery from a strained right calf muscle has been set back by another injury, a sprained left ankle. Manager Terry Francona spoke to reporters Wednesday in Minnesota, where the Indians will start their season against the Twins, that Lindor was hurt running the bases in a minor league intra-squad game at the team's spring training home in Arizona. According to the team, an MRI test on Lindor's ankle found a mild to moderate acute sprain. The three-time All-Star was previously ruled out for the opener because of the calf strain he suffered in early February. Because the timetable for that injury had not yet been finalized by the team's medical staff, Lindor's return from the ankle sprain was still being determined. Obviously, plenty of fantasy implication for owners of Lindor, especially if he misses more time than expected there.
Is this guy ever not on the DL? It seems like he is always hurt for some reason. Like, how are you supposed to be all excited drafting him in, you know, in the first round and be like, oh, look at that, he's on a 10-day DL?
Because when he is healthy, he's one of the best young players in the game. But this is interesting. I think the Indians and the Yankees are banged up going into opening day. So that could be an issue for the Indians. Listen, Jose Ramirez banged up. You mentioned Lindor, Kipnis as well. A lot of people like the Minnesota Twins as an upstart to challenge in the Central. And if they get off to a hot start and the Indians are banged up, this Central could be a little bit more of a little bit tighter than people expect.
Well, again, for those fantasy implications here. In the meantime, Leonis Martin will likely bat leadoff in Lindor's place.
Nice.
Rookie Eric Stametz will take Lindor's spot in the middle of the field, where, as you said, second baseman Jason Kipnis will also be missing time when the Indians face the Twins for three games starting today. Let's go over to Tampa. The Tampa Bay Rays are exploring the possibilities of using blue lights to tint the roof of Tropicana Field in hopes of giving the dome stadium a different look, as well as making it easier for players to track fly balls during games. The lights are part of a new LED lighting system installed throughout the team's home park. Plans to use them this year are pending approval by Major League Baseball, which is not expected to make a decision before the Rays open the season today against the Astros. Obviously not. The club began testing the blue lights after breaking spring training camp in Port Charlotte this week, with players offering mixed reviews about how effective they might be in helping them tracking fly balls. The fact that players are saying that they have mixed reviews about Tropicana Field, I guess, is it's an improvement from what Tropicana Field actually is, which is a god awful hellhole.
Who good cares? Seats Nobody goes available. To the games. Nobody goes to the That's games. Yeah, good I mean, what's the, bring your own flashlight at that point. What the hell's the difference? Who cares? Yeah. Tampa's
That's
awful.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, anyways, guys, going over to Oakland here, the Oakland Athletics have acquired designated hitter and first baseman Kendrys Morales in a trade with the Toronto Blue Jays, the team announced Wednesday. Morales is expected to play first base while Gold Glover Matt Olson recovers from a broken hand. Olson was injured Thursday in the second game of the team's season-opening series against the Mariners in Japan. He had the surgery the following day, and the team didn't provide the timeline for his return, although he is expected to be out for at least a month, if not two. The switch hitting Morales hit .249 with 21 homers and 57 RBIs in 130 games last season for Toronto, his second season with the Blue Jays, and will help balance out the A's lineup. Dane, are you clamoring to go out and get Kendrys Morales if he is on waivers?
No, I am not. And remember, the Oakland ballpark is the only one still with all that foul territory still left. So batting averages down there are deflated for A's hitters because of that. But no, he's a nice quote-unquote professional hitter. But no, maybe a corner outfielder in some deep leagues.
Worst ballpark, Tropicana Field or Oakland?
I've been to Oakland. Listen, it is horrible there. It is horrible. I was there once for a game where literally the bank of lights in the upper deck went out. They had to pause the game for 40 minutes to literally have a serviceman climb up on a ladder and try to fix the lights. It is a hellhole, a dumpster fire, blunt guts trash, the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. But Joe, I'm sure you've been to Tampa, and I'm sure it's no great shakes either.
I actually played in Oakland and been to Tampa, and I can tell you this. They both suck, but I'll take a dome any day.
Interesting. Okay. Last story here for this hour. The Boston Red Sox biggest question mark of the offseason was who are they going to use as closer after Craig Kimbrell left in free agency? And on the eve of opening day, Red Sox manager Alex Cora declined to answer that question, saying people will find out soon enough here. He told reporters, I'm not going to name a closer. I've been saying it all along. Tomorrow people will see what we're going to do. I feel fine. I'm okay with it. He's okay with the fact that the Red Sox don't have a closer yet. Okay.
Most teams don't anymore.
Loving how that works out.
Most teams are doing it by committee. A lot of teams are doing it by committee these days, just like running backs.
This is true. Coming up in the next hour, I got stories about Jacob DeGrom and his love for 7-Eleven tacos. But for now, I am Chris Pavona. You know what? It's too warm for sweaters now, Joe. It's too warm. I can't do it. Opening day, no sweater.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Here we go, people. Hour number two to Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we try to help you make it rain. Opening day, Major League Baseball 2019, Sweet 16 tonight. NBA playoffs taking shape as we wind down the season here. A lot of guys jockeying for a position. And we also learned yesterday that apparently $250 million is not enough money to keep a football league open.
Yeah.
This is very strange, too, this story where I guess they are now begging for more money from the NFL or just hoping that the alliance, the AAF, the Johnny Manziel comes in the league and now all of a sudden they're running out of money. It's amazing to me. They want the NFL to kind of fold it in here and support this league. Otherwise, they don't feel that they're going to be able to have any sort of longevity. And they need that cooperation from the NFL Players Association because they want to use young guys from the NFL rosters to put in the AAF. And the guy who is the majority owner here, and this is very strange, the guy that also kind of wrote the check for $250 million,
yeah,
he's already coming out and saying we need help. Like, I don't – like, who's going to invest? If you're the NFL, why would you want to invest in a league that's already telling you we're folding? I don't understand the concept. And you got to be – Vince has got to be laughing right now going, ha-ha, told you, but – the dude who wrote you $250 million is now telling you we can't survive. But when he wrote the check, he told us that we should be fine for years to come now. Like, so I don't get it. Where's the money going?
Listen, I think it was a pretty big clue when literally, Joe, it was like week two of the season when they needed an influx of cash, right? Like, I think that was a red flag to begin with. Like, oh, you're only 1 week in and already you're cash poor? Like, I think that's crazy. I think you're right. Vince is laughing. Vince spent $250 million of his own money for the XFL, okay? He, like, sold that stock. Would you ever think that the XFL and AAF would merge to actually try and become a developmental league for the NFL?
No, I don't think Vince wants anything to do with
it. The XFL, they run into the same kind of financial problems.
And this all could be smoke, too. This just could be a way of trying to leverage and get the NFL's attention.
Nah,
but time will tell. Time will tell. Way to go, Johnny Manziel. You ruined another league. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
We'll take a look at the association last night, and as we wind down the season, a lot of teams, big games here tonight too as well. A lot of teams kind of jockeying for a position, especially in the West. Like, you know, nobody wants to be that number 7 or 8 seed, having them play Golden State right now. But we'll give you where the standings are, what these games mean, and there are a couple of big games tonight too. For seeding in the West, in the East, as I can't believe it, but the NBA playoffs is just around the corner, which seems like a whole nother season when dealing with that, because, you know, best of 7 series, and you've got it's the NBA playoffs takes forever. It's like its own season itself. But we'll get you caught up with that coming up bottom of the hour. But listen, baseball, you know, I mean, if football is the undisputed king of betting, baseball is one of the most underrated kind of sweet spot value. It is a monster, Major League Baseball, not from a fan perspective, of course. I mean, diehards, you're a Yankee fan, you bleed pinstripes. If you're a Red Sox fan, you guys know the deal. And but if you are a sports investor, then this is one of the best sports in the world this time of year. 162 games for you to be able to bet on. And by the way, you only got to pick who wins, not who covers. So this is a lot more fun from that perspective. And we talked about it, such a long season, dozen or so games a day. It just leaves you endless opportunities to be able to bet, which could be a good thing, or it could absolutely be a bad thing. So there are a few ways to approach it, Dane, where you look at baseball and go, all right, what am I doing? And I think right. The first thing that you need to look at from a betting perspective is, listen, again, you don't have to get crazy, all right? You can bet money lines, all right? Very simple. If you think one team is going to win and beat another team, or one team is going to lose, it's very simple. You just look at the money lines, and then what you have is this thing called bet to risk or not to win at all. In other words, the money line, let's say it's minus 120, right? So you could bet it where, okay, I'm going to risk 120 to win 100. Or you could just say, you know what, I want $100. I want a chance to be able to win $100. So if you hit a couple of underdogs that are in the plus category, let's say, you know, plus 120, well, it's not going to cost you $100 to win that plus. You can actually bet less money because all I want to win is $100. Well, if you only want to win $100, a team that is plus 120 means you only got a wager, you know, $70-$80 in order to risk that in order to be able to get that $100 profit. So you have to decide, do I want to lay it, and do I think I'm going to win it all? Or, you know, if you hit a couple of underdogs over the stretch, ultimately what that means is you risk less money to win more money, and you can pad your bankroll pretty well with that. So if you just look at the money lines, figure out, do I want to risk the minus, you know, do I want to risk the 125 to win 100? Or would I just be happy looking at an underdog and saying, I just want to win $100. I don't care what it is. You know, I'm good to go there. Kind of a mix of both will give you an opportunity to pad your bankroll throughout the season. And it's a nice option to have. You don't necessarily have that with the other sports. But with baseball, you look around the money line, there's plenty of opportunities with a dozen or so games a day where you can really profit from underdogs, Dane.
Yeah, I like that. You know, and we also reminded people yesterday, Joe, the idea of pay very close attention to the juice in Major League Baseball, okay? I'm seeing already games that are like, you know, half a run or a run and a half, you know, with a spread. You were talking about money line. But then they're also, you know, a team will be like, for example, the Pirates-Reds game today. I'm seeing the Reds at home as a 1.5 run favorite, right? So you may like Jameson Taillon, who I really think is a great pitcher. And I think the Pirates are an interesting bet here at plus 1.5. But then that plus 1.5 comes along with a minus 210 juice, okay? So they're going to get you, okay? The other way to look at it, and this is the one bet I'm making on opening day because I'm all flush on, you know, Sweet 16 bets as well. Joe, the one bet I'm making today is a total bet, actually. Give me Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer on the hill for Mets Nationals, okay? Yeah. And that total is still 6.5 to me. I think this game goes under, not only because of the great pitchers. I acknowledge that maybe they don't go the full route. It's their first start. Maybe they only get 6 or 7 innings, right? That's fine. It's a battle of bullpens. I like both teams' bullpens. And here's the other thing I'll tell you, Joe. These teams have just been in Florida for the last month and a half. It will be 38 degrees in our nation's capital today. I do not think that's as conducive to scoring runs. Give me Nationals Mets under 6.5 runs today.
Yeah, keep a – and this is another important thing to understand about baseball. The vast majority of bets in baseball are going to be bet on the money line. That's where that's where most of the action and the handle comes in with the sports books. But you guys have to understand how important a role weather plays in Major League Baseball season, and especially from a betting standpoint, because if the wind is blowing in, it greatly benefits unders, guys, okay? And this is not just after 3 or 4 games. We are talking about consistent data over the years tells us that, you know, when you can get if the wind is blowing in from center field at Wrigley or some of these other stadiums, then what might have been a first or second row home run is now an out with the wind blowing in. Since 2005, when the wind is blowing in at 5 miles per hour or more, the unders have won nearly 56% of the time. That is a monster number and something you guys need to. It's not just about liking one team or the other. If you are going to be betting outside of the money line, especially runs, that type of thing, man, unders are really profitable in Major League Baseball because of the teams that play in places like, you know, Chicago and New York and the Northeast, where the first couple of months of the season,
especially in April,
unders are, I mean, really the way to go, because if you're expecting the wind to be blowing in, you know they ain't going to be scoring an awful lot of runs. And conversely, by the way, if the wind is popping out, all right, if the wind is blowing at 8 miles per hour or more, The overs have cashed in at around the same percentage since 2005. So all of this means is that keep an eye on the weather alerts. We talk about it, of course, with our friends at RotoWorld. With one of the great things about signing up with them is having the opportunity to get those weather alerts that come across with the games, because you need to know, is it 65 and no wind and it's sunny and it's great? That's fine. But, man, if you know that the wind is blowing and there's going to be it's going to be wet, man, you looking at those over unders, my friend, there is some money to be made there in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and you talk about the wind, Joe, and that's definitely something we know about in Wrigley and some other stadiums out there. You know, I'm also, listen, Joe, I'm about to just say a scientific fact. The ball travels further in warm weather. It's just a fact. You know, it's just science, right? And so, like I said, it's going to be 38 degrees out in D.C., and that ball is also going to be thrown by Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom today specifically.
Hell yeah.
So I'm on that under. And also, real early in the season, Joe, like I said, you know, we're human beings, okay? These guys, you know, we make the jokes when we started this show, Joe, about how, like, it was snowing and cold here in the Northeast, and you're down there in Miami, and how it's different. These players have spent the last month in Florida. And now they just came on up, and they're, you know, going to be in masks and turtlenecks and long sleeves and stuff. It's an adjustment for the player. And, oh, yeah, they got Max Scherzer wheeling on the hill. I'm taking the under in this game.
I'm telling you, man, pay attention to the win reports, guys, because it is, when it comes to the over-unders and amount of runs scored, it is a huge determining factor. And you mentioned, you know, cold weather games, too. Keep an eye. Is it above or under? As a matter of fact, I think the coldest, when you consider cold, because I think that's an important fact, too, when you're talking about cold in baseball, like what's cold? Because you're cold and my cold,
below 40?
Are two below totally 40? Different things. I think the coldest game on record was 25 degrees. That's the cold. That's really, really cold. But
also,
I
baseball's
would say
a game
maybe,
you're standing around a lot of time. You're just standing around in the field. It's cold. All right?
You're looking
like
at
football
probably
you're running around.
Under 50 games, under 50 degrees, rather, would be considered a bit nippy. Temperatures around 40, that's cold. Yeah, I mean, that's called from a baseball perspective. But what does it mean as far as the numbers? Are the overs or the unders any good at really, really, really cold weather? We'll tell you what the numbers tell us here as we get ready for opening day 2019 here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy. I really don't get into too much with, I'm an old-timer, so I like to go with, you know, Frankie's always joking and say, Dad, you got old guys, your guys are senior citizens.
Are you a Madison Bumgarner guy then?
No, I like Bumgarner. He's been doing really crappy the last.
He's old though.
There was five rounds in a row where he kept saying, oh, Ryan Braun's still there. I want to take Ryan Braun. Like, yeah. You can get him later on in the draft. You'll be all right.
I mean, I'm not really into, I'm heavy into like the rookie kids.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to MonmouthPark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban.
I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back. Listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Weather plays a part on whether or not or what you should be playing when it comes to betting Major League Baseball. We'll give you the numbers here in a second, but welcome in here on this Thursday, opening day, Major League Baseball season, Sweet 16. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we make it rain. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, and we've actually got some interesting numbers up with our poll question today here, Dane.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. First of all, we, in honor of opening day, we put up a poll. Like, how do you feel about your team this year? You know, after spring training, everybody's 0-0, I guess, with the exception of the A's and the Mariners. But, like, you know, hope springs eternal, right? So we're asking you, how do you feel about your team? You say, we're contenders. Are you saying, if things break right, you know? Are you saying, we got to just develop the kids and the prospects this year? Or, you know, my team's got no shot. This is just a distraction until football. 48% of people are believing their team to be contenders. And I think that's possible, Joe. Remember, I'm on the Washington Nationals this year, and they are the seventh choice to win the NL pennant. So a lot of teams do, in fact, think they are contenders. Joe, you mentioned the weather report in the chat. Our guy Daniel T is saying, chill, guys. It's going to be in the low to mid-60s here in D.C. today. So maybe it does get warmer above that 40-50 degree mile marker that we were talking about. I still, because DeGrom and Scherzer are on the hill, I still like the under in that game. Jay Gunn in the chat room really loved my tattoo story from a little bit earlier on in the show. But, Joe, we also have the Elite Eight of Hate going on. And I'm glad that we discussed, Joe, I'm glad that we discussed yesterday what do we do in the event of a 50-50 tie.
Right.
Because we had a 50-50 tie, Joe.
No.
We literally did. Check it out. Yesterday, what we did was the Elite Eight of Hate and the Significant Other region, Joe. And if you remember, we had the one seed getting in fights for no reason with your significant other against their whack friends and family. I kid you not, Joe. The final results were literally 50-50. So at some point this show, we have to be our, you know, three-person tribunal and make the decision of who moves on to the final four. Literally 50-50 was the votes, Joe. We thanks to everybody who's voting.
Really?
At FNTSY, at Joe Ranieri, at Spit and Speeds. Yeah, Joe.
I can't believe we're going to have ourselves a 50-50 tiebreaker here. That is awesome. Love that. All right, good.
So maybe in that little mini segment in 3 minutes at the end of the hour, we can debate ourselves and answer fights for no reason or their whack friends and family.
I can't wait. And now you got me thinking about which way am I going to go on that.
All right, well, you got about 30 minutes
All right. We're going to have to throw down with that, but we'll do it. We'll break that tie coming up here in about 15 minutes. We also have the numbers are broken down as far as weather goes, cold, hot. And we have decided that, the numbers tell us that anything under 50 degrees might be considered to be cold weather. So that's going to play into effect here early on in the season in a bunch of cities. But believe it or not, when the runs are set at seven or higher, right? When the over under total runs is set at seven or higher, the actual overs have hit more than the unders since 2005. So keep that in mind. That number is seven there. So it's not that because you think we already know the overs are a much better play when the weather is above 85, 90 degrees, when it's considered warmer. We already know over the years, especially when you get to that 90-plus category, the overs are are way ahead of what the unders have been over the time. But keep in mind, the overs are actually better suited for the cold weather games under 50 degrees as long as the numbers are 7 or higher. If that's the case, then you may want to look at some of these overs. That data is coming in from about 2005 on. So it's a pretty decent sample size. And along with wind, you know, and know the ballparks, guys. Know what happens at Wrigley Field when that wind blows. Understand what happens when you go to places like AT&T Park, Angel Stadium. There is Yankee Coors Field. Like, all of that you have to take into consideration when you're looking at the season, because you may want to look at maybe the overs in Coors Field in Denver as opposed to maybe the under a lot of time. And I know they've got pitching all of a sudden Colorado, which is kind of amazing. But the overs, they have done pretty damn well, especially, and believe it or not, Dame, when the wind blows out at Coors Field, guess what happens? Boom. The numbers tell us that there's going to be an awful lot of runs scored. So
I was like, is that a trick question, Joe?
Keep in mind, all right, that is a absolute, that is a big, another big ballpark where the wind plays a huge role with the over-under, Arlington in Texas and in Dallas over there. You are talking about with the wind blowing in, you're talking about unders hitting at almost a 60% clip since 2005 in Arlington. So, you know, you're going to look at a Rangers game. The first thing you should be looking at is
weather.
What's the weather? Because I know if that wind's blowing in Arlington, the unders, almost 60% since 2005 have hit. So this is all the kind of data that's readily available to you guys. You can get this no problem. And we've told you how many times that it's so simple. All you guys got to do is, you know, go to our friends here at RotoWorld, sign yourself up, guys, and you are ready to rock and roll. DailyRoto.com, FNTSY. That's why you get weather updates. You know, a lot of people go, why would I want a weather update? Well, for that reason alone, because absolutely, when you're looking at certain ballparks, certain times of year, certain temperatures, all of that data is readily available to you. It's one of the best parts about being signed up with DailyRoto.com. They already have all the data. They're just going to tell you, okay, here's the ballpark, this is the line, and oh, by the way, this is the temperature. So you guys know how to break it down and which way to look. And it's amazing. You had said that we got some warm weather going on in D.C. today. Is that with Scherzer and DeGrom?
Yeah, we have Daniel Terrazas in the chat room, mm-hmm, who says he lives in D.C. and it says he's going to be up in the mid-60s today. So, you know, maybe it's currently only in the 30s, but it'll warm up a little bit. I still like DeGrom and Scherzer on the hill to, you know, dominate a little bit. Joe, real quick, though, James Paris in the chat room asking me a question saying, where do we rank Chris Paddock in my starting pitching ranks? Chris Paddock, by the way, a rookie for those San Diego Padres we were talking about, going to be one of those potential stories. By the way, he's 30-1 to win the NL Rookie of the Year, which could be an interesting bet. But to answer your question, James, I want to get the fantasy questions in as well. We do sports information and fantasy here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I do not have him. I like it. It's a great story, the fact that he broke spring with the club and he will be on the roster. He is not in my top 50, though, James, as far as the starting pitcher. He's to me like starting pitcher like number 60 to 65, and I would think he's an SP4 or 5 for your team and no better. You got to wait and see. Do like the ballpark he's in, but I wouldn't go crazy for Chris Paddock. He should be maybe an SP4 or 5, not in my top 50, James.
Know your umpires too, guys. Sure. It's probably one of the most often overlooked variables by public bettors. Know who the home plate umpire is. You're never going to base a play strictly over what the umpire is or who the umpire is going to be, but you got to take that into account because when you look at the numbers, my word, I mean, there are some significant edges for which way that you may want to play one way or the other, depending on who that ump is. For instance, Manny Gonzalez, when he's behind the plate, the overs have cashed to the tune of close to 35 units up since 2005. You've got another, you know, and you go down the list of these umpires, Ron Culpa, you're talking about another guy. 45 units to the good is what these guys have been able to produce to the over.
You think so, they're betting the over themselves?
That's what I'm telling you. There's significant data available for you guys when it comes to, all right, here's the umpire, and is it the home team or the away team that actually benefits? And a lot of these numbers tell you, look at the home teams with about 7 or 8 of these umpires. You can just track the umpires wherever they go. Doesn't make a difference what the team is. Keep an eye on that, because a lot of people don't realize how important and how big a role the umpires play. We talk about a little bit in football that, you know, certainly you got to kind of start handicapping, I think, the refs in some of these games. Do they throw a lot of flags? Do they not? It's not something that's talked about awful lot, but you better do it in baseball, because you can get yourself a big time edge there, Dane, knowing who the umpire is.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, here's what we talk about, right? In general, we talk about how sports investing is a game of inputs, not necessarily outputs, right? And what we're giving you is a lot of different trends, angles. And what we talk about all the time is every now and then you take stock, right? And you see, do I want to ride this angle? Do I want to ride games below 50 degrees? Do I want to follow Angel Hernandez around and wherever he's umping because he's scared of, you know, getting heckled and tarred and feathered by the home crowd? You know, that sort of thing. Do you want to just bet, you know, do you want to fade the Orioles this year? You know, that sort of thing. So we're giving you a lot of ideas on what trends or angles out there are possible. And then, you know, put them all into a pot. And start putting a couple of shekels on these things. I hear it's legal now in a lot of places.
That's the best part about it, is that there's a lot of different ways to skin this cat here. There are a lot of different ways to approach it. But keep in mind that, you know, you make a play and you're like, damn, that didn't come in over there. I think if you review some of these things and you go over things like weather, umpire, you know, home team versus away team, where you know, those types of things, when you look at it, you might go, I didn't realize that was the ump that did it. Damn, I should have played the under. All these things matter, and it's so great with baseball is that, listen, you want to pick the winner? Great. You want to pick how many runs are scored or how many runs are going to be scored? Great. It's pretty cut and dry how you can do it, and the great thing about analytics, and that's what we all have, right? Analytics at our disposal.
This is where Moneyball started.
Boom. That's what it tells you. So if it's good enough for GMs to do it in Major League Baseball, I think it would be smart of all of us to maybe incorporate a little analytics into our handicapping, Dane.
Absolutely. Andrew G in the chat room says umpires can throw out as many players as they want. The most corrupt sport out there.
Yes. Yeah, no,
there you go.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that.
A lot of angles you could play. Maybe
they got a lot of
influence. But I hear there's no collusion going on.
Yeah, no collusion. Yeah, that's not correct at all. We'll give you some of the lines in these games. We'll do that coming up next here.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
So while your attention, of course, is focused on college basketball Sweet 16 tonight, don't forget NFL teams. They're focusing on the 2019 NFL Draft. And for serious fantasy football players, you guys know it is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. And Roto Experts, they've got you covered. Their NFL 365 fantasy football package includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. And Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts, they are providing dynasty season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year, so you guys can have an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. You can save 10% right now, rotoexperts.com. Just use the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. And listen, it's going to be a lot of fun as we dive into some of these games here today, some big matchups, pitching matchups. It'll be great to have baseball in there, but the one thing that we want you guys to understand and walk away with, especially if you're going to start for the very first time diving into a little baseball this year, is analytics matter. The numbers matter. Weather matters. Home plate umpires matter. Types of things that you normally wouldn't spend an awful lot of time looking about maybe in some other sports, but in baseball, they do matter. You know, the actual lineups, the actual umpires, and the weather report for those games, all things that should be determining whether or not you're on one side. And, of course, when you look at some of these pitching matchups here today, too, you've got the Astros on the road at the Tampa Bay Rays, and you've got Verlander versus Blake Snell. This is going to be one of the most fun games here today to watch. Verlander has been an absolute animal, especially on the road. The guy is just an absolute beast. And it's not a big number, too. The Astros minus 135 here today as a small road favorite against the Tampa Bay Rays. Two ways to look at this, Dan. We know a lot of guys love, especially early on in the season, to back the home teams, to back a Snell in this situation, Tampa Bay. Take the number. You know, you're going to get a plus in front of that number. Go ahead and take it. The Rays are at home. But, man, Verlander at minus 135, he has been an absolute beast. Plus, I think he's the healthiest, and that's the other thing right now is these players are the healthiest they will ever be probably for the rest of the season right now.
Right.
So you give me that. Understand since 2005, favorites in the first game of the season, 132-80. 132-80. So not whether it's home, it's just the favorites in the first game of the year, 132-80 since 2005. I like Verlander in this situation. I got no problem laying the 135 to win 100 here in this game. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Absolutely. You know, the only thing that makes that game a pass for me is Blake Snell. You know, Blake Snell has the ability to shut down any lineup in baseball. Now, granted, the Houston Astros have, in my opinion, you know, I don't know, the third best offense, you know, in major leagues. You know, when you look at Boston, you look at the Yankees, and, you know, you look at some of these other offenses out there. But, you know, that's the only thing that would be a stay away from me. I get it. I like Verlander. I like the Astros. I think they're going to the American League Championship Series this year. But Blake Snell has the ability to shut down any lineup, okay? And so I think you gotta listen, it's opening day, so it's ace versus ace. You know what I'm saying? And you don't get that all the time, it being ace day in Major League Baseball. So these guys, you know, a lot of these starters are capable of shutting their other teams down. So I hear you back in the favorites, and it sounded like, what is it, like 130 and 80?
130 and 80.
But
yeah.
I'm not betting against Blake Snell though in this one. That's why I'm not betting team today. I'm betting a total today myself, because it is ace day, and a lot of these guys are capable to shut a lineup down. But the Houston Astros are a great team, and it's not like Tropicana Field is going to be packed today down there in Tampa.
Which is a shame, because it's
there
not
there.
There
will be blue LED lights, though, apparently.
Keep an eye, too, out in the West Coast. San Francisco Giants traveling to San Diego. You've got Madison Bumgarner taking on the dominant Eric Lauer. I have no idea who that is, but that's your Padres opening day starter. And don't get confused. This isn't Madison Bumgarner from 5 years ago. All right. Some guys that get so caught up in the nail, like, oh, Madison Bumgarner, he's great. Yeah. His numbers at Petco Park, by the way, not all that great over the years. He's got a 4.01 ERA, and the Giants are only 6-9 in 15 of his starts in San Diego. And when you look at the Padres lineup, Manny Machado now anchoring this down, sure. Tatis Jr. This is a potent lineup. And the Padres, home team, right? We said, right? -105. I'll take the Padres all day in this situation to take down Madison Bumgarner and the Giants. Sign me up for the Padres, man.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. There's also going to be a lot of energy, a lot of buzz in that stadium based on the moves that the Padres made over the season. You know, Madison Bumgarner, you're right also, Joe, you know, is kind of the old war horse now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not as young as he used to be. But to steal a line from what you said in the last analysis of the game, you know, at least Mad Bum is as healthy now as he's going to be all season. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Injuries have befallen him in the last couple of years. He should be as close to 100% as he would be. But that is an interesting game. We'll see if the Padres are going to start to make good. You know, like, they won the offseason on paper and stuff like that. But now let's see what happens in between the lines. But there should be a lot of enthusiasm at Petco today. It is a 4:10 Eastern start, so 1 o'clock out there on the West Coast. Eric Lauer, I have shares of him, though. Joe, he had a great preseason. Yeah, he's one of those. Listen, the Padres have a lot of kids, you know, that are coming up. We talked about Chris Paddock earlier. Eric Lauer was one of them, you know, and we'll see if they can put it all together. That's why some of the people in our poll are saying, you know, to develop the prospects. And if things break right, the Padres are one of those teams. If things break right, some of these kids develop right, they could be playing meaningful baseball all the way into September.
I like the Indians Twins matchup as well. I think the over under in runs is 8 or 7.5, depending on the book that you're looking at. Kluber taking on Berrios, and I can tell you right now, we all know what Kluber is, but the fact that
Berrios is a stud too.
Yeah, no, but you got no Lindor, right, and you got no Jason Kipnis, and Ramirez is questionable there.
Ramirez
day to day. Yeah, day to day. So, and quite honestly, the rest of that Indians lineup is atrocious. So it's not like I would say this is a guaranteed victory, but I like the under in this game due to the fact that it is Kluber. Berrios has been much better at home, than he has been on the road in his career. You're talking
That's
about a 3.5 ERA at home compared to a 5.3 ERA on the road. So I like Minnesota. I like Cleveland. I think they're going to have a battle here this year, more so than people think. But I'll take the under today. I'll take the two pitching the pitching battle here to kind of stifle, especially with that Indians lineup being at half mast right now. They, you know, no Kipnis. What are you supposed to do here with that? They're going to score a ton of runs? I don't think so.
That's true. And I think it's a safe bet that it'll be a little chilly in Minneapolis tonight, huh?
Yeah, you think? What do you?
I would say so.
There?
You know, so if we're talking about games below, you know, 40 degrees, 50 degrees, you know, and these guys, remember, the trend you said is it makes sense to me is valid, but like I'm just putting human, you know, kind of perspective into this show. These guys have been in Arizona and Florida for the last 4 weeks. Okay. Yeah. And now they're going to be out there in Minneapolis, you know, playing in the middle of the day. That's a difference for the body. Okay. It just is. Yeah, I like the under on those. Kluber and Berrios, too, who, you know, stud pitchers as well. Similar to my DeGrom and Scherzer theory. Yep.
Yeah, I love that. I do love the over in the Atlanta Braves Philadelphia Phillies game. The wind is set to be blowing out. Weather report says us that the wind is going to be blowing out in Philly for Bryce Harper's debut. And Citizens Bank Park, guys, the numbers tell us the most profitable ballpark to the over when the wind is blowing out there. It actually hits at over a 60% rate, the over does, at Citizens Bank Ballpark when that wind is chucking out. And it's going to be chucking out tonight. And I do, I mean, I like
how Bryce goes yard
earlier. Yeah, Julio Teheran is a nice pitcher, you know, maybe a little bit erratic. I think maybe Aaron Nola is a bit overrated as well. So the over is 8. I got no problem taking the over in the Braves, Philadelphia, Phillies with that wind blowing out here today.
Yeah, I like that. Braves, Phillies, listen, that's a small ballpark. That's part of the reason they wanted Harper in there as a left-handed hitter. And like you said, with the wind blowing out, and listen, Teheran, though, over the last couple of years has had dramatic home road splits, though, Joe. He's a much better pitcher away from that new ballpark in Atlanta. So this game is in Philly. He's a better pitcher on the road. But like you said, with the wind blowing out and some of these new bats there in Philly from Real Muto to Harper and the crew, I mean, yeah, it's going to be interesting there. I think they could score some runs.
I also like the over in the Yankee game, and they're playing the Orioles. We know that, right. Cashner versus Tanaka. But, you know, Cashner's the one guy that actually has kind of given from Baltimore last year, kind of gave the Yankees some fits with that lineup of there. So he's not been bad against a pretty damn good, I think we'd all agree, Yankee lineup here. So Tanaka, by the way, not great opening day. I think he's 0-3, Tanaka, on opening day. His numbers are actually atrocious. He has not been great. And the last time, by the way, the O's faced Tanaka, they lit him up last year. 23 hits, 10 runs, and 23 innings. So this Orioles team is not going to be intimidated by Tanaka, and he hasn't fared very well in opening day games. So if I'm looking at an over of 9, you might get that in the fourth inning between these two teams, I think.
Yep, that makes sense to me. Unless, though, remember, Joe, I saw this stat yesterday. The Baltimore Orioles scored 0 or 1 run last year in 40 of their 162 games, Joe. 25% of the time, they put up 0 or 1 run. So, you know, the Yankees may need to carry that over today.
Weather conditions in the Bronx, we know it can be atrocious this time of year. I think we can all agree
chilly.
On that.
I got my hoodie on right now.
51 degrees, but keep in mind, 11-mile-per-hour winds blowing straight out to left field. Straight out to left field. So what'd we tell you about the and the money line, by the way, in this game is absurd. We're talking about
like
minus
360.
It's 370 right now for the Yankees. But I think the over-under at 9 tells us that even Vegas thinks there's going to be some runs scored here. Tanaka, not a great history on opening day, nor against his Orioles team. So give me the wind blowing out. Give me 4 or 5 dingers maybe from both teams here, and I'll take those 9 runs all day long. I know there's a lot of people being contrarian today, too, that I have seen are taking the Orioles to win this game on that number because that number is so astronomical for the Yankees. I think the Orioles are what, +2?
Plus
I think they're
290.
+290, right? So I know there's a lot of people circling the Orioles. Oh, it's up to +300 now. It's minus 380 for the Yankees. Like, come on. That is ridiculous. But +300 on Orioles.
Make money. You don't make money betting the Yankees every day.
You can't.
Or, you know, it's just not going to work because of the juice.
Yep. Especially big favorites. Like, big favorites are just brutal all throughout the year. The Yankees, the Red Sox. I think the Yankees are the biggest favorite here today as I'm scrolling down.
Yeah.
Yeah. By far. It's not even remotely close. But this could be one of those contrarian situations, Dane, where if that's your approach, where you're going, all right, where is, if everyone's going left, you know, right. Hey, I'm going to go right, because we all know it's very hard to sweep during the series, right? So could the Orioles get one out of the series? Absolutely. Could it be the first one? That remains to be seen.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing else more than like plus 180. So to see plus 300, basically, yeah. Sure. Give it a chance.
Throw it up against the wall, see what sticks. I'm not betting against the Yankees ever, though. All right, 2 hours in the books. We'll talk to our friend Ralph Michaels, WagerTalk.com, coming up.
Roto Experts.
I mean, I believe in IL. I don't believe in unlimited. I mean, I think that just, you know, everyone's going to be dealing with injuries. If your team just happens to have more than others, hey, it's the cost of doing business. That's my opinion. But I play in leagues where there's no IL at all. So I like to have an IL, maybe two, three. But unlimited, I mean, it can get kind of silly. But we could agree to disagree, I guess.
Sundays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
In this league.
Everyone knows I love Jesus Aguilar. I took him in almost every single mock that we did. He's having a great spring. Hopefully that transfers into the regular season. I don't have a ton of shares. I got a couple. I am invested in Jesus Aguilar. And him and Abreu and Olsen were kind of my line of guys that I really wanted. Aguilar being obviously at the top of that. But now that Olsen's hurt, I mean, it just takes a guy off.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Yeah, if you're going to take a flyer today, you might as well make it on the Orioles, plus 300 right now. You got the Orioles, don't forget, went 5-4 at Yankee Stadium last year. And Tanaka 0-2 with a 9.49 ERA and 3 career opening day starts. So if there was ever a time that you wanted to throw a little something against the wall and see what sticks, given that number at plus 300, I guess maybe today is the day to do it, Dane. Why not? Throw a little flyer out there. Orioles plus 300 over the Yankees.
Sure, but you're not going to get me betting against the Yankees on opening day. That's where my fandom comes into play. I'm just going to stay away from it. I'll find another matchup that I like.
I can understand the motive behind it, the rationale behind it. I get it. If there was ever a game, maybe this might be the one to do it, given the fact of what we've got. So it's not really just going, pin the tail on the, oh, look at that, it's the Orioles. No, there is actually some reasoning behind why maybe plus 300 is the play today on the Orioles. But we've got a tiebreaker here that we've got to get to the bottom of our poll here. What's going on?
We got to get our entrance into the Final Four. Remember, we have the Elite Eight of Hate going on here in our Make It Rain brackets coinciding with March Madness. In the significant other region, yesterday, Joe, we put up a poll that was, what do you hate more? Fighting with your significant other for no reason, like realizing you're in a fight, or their whack friends and family, Joe. And I kid you not, after a day of the poll being up, it is a 50-50 tie. So we agreed that in that situation, you, me, and our guy in the fantasy pit of misery, Dilly Dilly to Mr. Bavona, we would break the tie. So I ask you, Joe, what do you hate more? Being in a fight with your significant other for no reason, realizing you're in a fight, or their whack friends and family?
Yeah, I said it yesterday. The whole whacked friends and family thing is about as annoying as it comes. However, it is a great opportunity for you guys to be able to manipulate the situation and end up buying some goodwill. Because without a doubt, at some point during the year, you are going to be required or asked to do something you don't want to do. And then you can always throw out at that point, well, remember your sister's baby shower. Yeah, man, you can. So you can, as much as whacked and as crazy as it is, you got to take one for the team. That gives you goodwill. The thing I can't handle is fighting for no reason. I ain't got time for that.
Joe, I'm on the other side. I'm going to pick the whack friends and family. So that means that Bavona, when we do the update next hour, you have the ultimate power, Bavona.
Oh, no.
You got to tell us what you hate more.
Bavona's going to give us the tiebreaker coming up
here.
Their
whack friends and family. It's all about you, Bavona. I'm excited.